Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The fear of risk. This right here is what shuts down the deals even when the buyers know they need a change. Which is why I use this article as an example. It flipped the script without scaring folks off. Let's drill down on this dichotomy. How do we reduce the risk of the big changes we promote? Too many of us build up the value, making the case that the journey is worth it. Fair enough, but that's not enough to take that first step. And I'll go one step further. It's also a big reason why buyers back out at the last minute. Therefore, we have to lower the temperature. Here are a couple of my favorite strategies that downplay risk. First up, start with small modifications that have a big ripple effect. Changes that can be made under the radar without a lot of fanfare. The study alluded to this. And yeah, it's more exciting to make the big announcement, to have the elaborate kickoff event, but that's a double-edged sword. Sure, we want to boost excitement. Big announcements also strike fear of the unknown. Smaller revisions create momentum without the buildup. You can save the fanfare to celebrate the success and to make the case to keep going. Next, focus on support when stuff hits the fan. It's okay to acknowledge that success is never linear, but then highlight all the help waiting in the wings. You know, it's one thing to know there will be challenges. It's another for buyers to know the cavalry will come. So here's the deal. The fear of taking that first big step can thwart any excitement of what can be. So let's not make the upside do all the work. When we reduce the risk, we pave the way for that enthusiasm. When promoting the outcome and reducing the risk of work together, momentum for our work is unstoppable. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.